Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 7, and the week's topic is marketing and teamwork. Today, our focus is everyone owns the brand and works with truth number 4 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is everyone owns the brand. And this comes from truth number 4 in the book Marketing God. And the title of that truth is everyone needs to own the brand. Now, I have to tell you, every time I have a conversation about the book Marketing God, I always hear about this truth. It really strikes a chord with so many people. I have to be honest, many of the pastors and ministry leaders are really aghast at the idea of it. They say, "Truly, Donna, does everyone own the brand?" It's true. Everyone does. And that's what we're going to explore today. But first, let's start with the Bible verse that we use in the book. The verse is 1 Corinthians 12:12, and it reads like this. Just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. This is such a beautiful verse to me, and it reminds me that we each have our unique role to play for Christ, and yet each of our roles is so different. And that's just like a brand, my friends. All too often, people will think that a parish brand is owned by the pastor, or the ministry brand is owned by the executive director. So it rattles people to hear that the brand is owned by everyone. But notice, I'm not saying that everyone directs the brand. No, I'm saying that everyone owns the brand. So what do I mean? In today's society, there is so much segmentation, especially in the way we work. You have the accounting department versus sales versus production versus volunteer groups. And everybody has their own role or service or department, and they work just within that organization. Likewise, many of our organizations have brand marketing and communication, and those are seen as very specific roles. So people are trained to think that brand marketing does everything for the brand, much like accounting does all the accounting. But remember, a brand is a promise. As a promise, everything that is said or done either reflects on that brand promise or does not reflect the brand's promise. Everything, not just what marketing or communication does. Therefore, the most effective brands are those that engage all members of the organization in delivering on the brand promise. One of my favorite examples, if you've heard me speak, you know I've used this one because it's just so clear, I think, in illustrating this point. The example, Southwest Airlines. If you've ever flown on Southwest, you've probably had somebody sing to you or do a little fun item as they are addressing you. One of the flight attendants will do that. But here's the thing. No one told the flight attendant on flight 6325 to sing to you, did they? But the flight attendant did anyhow. How did they know that that was okay to do? Most likely, the brand. They understand the promise of the brand and they understand what it looks like to live that promise. And importantly, they take ownership and interest in the brand enough to do something like sing to you as you fly. Now think about your parish. A very simple example. But if your parish is all about being friendly, do all the parishioners know that? Do they do that? If they do not, what does that mean for the new person who attends? Will the parish feel friendly to them? It is not about the parishioners leading or directing the brand strategy. It's not about the ministry participants leading or directing their brand strategy. It is about everyone understanding the promise of the brand and trying to live it for themselves. In so doing, they are demonstrating that the parish or the ministry is not just words, it is actions. It becomes really easy for various departments to dismiss this concept. So many times as we talk about this idea, I will hear, oh, well, I'm in finance, or I'm in accounting, or I'm in technology, or I'm in sales. This doesn't matter to me. I don't have a role in conveying the brand. As soon as that's said, the first thing I ask them is, well, have you ever sent an email to somebody outside the organization? Have you ever sent a note? Have you ever talked to somebody one evening about the work you do? Anytime you are interacting with others, you are playing a role in conveying the brand, whether it's by email or letter or word of mouth or anything else. So if you are in a position to convey it, you also need to own it. That means that everybody in the organization needs to take the brand to heart. They need to be conscientious about it. They need to be committed to what it means, and they need to be intentional about it. One of the organizations I love is Focus. I know I've mentioned them before, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. One of the reasons that I so love them is that the joy that each of the Focus missionaries have, it just exudes from each of them. They love the Lord and they are so willing to share it. They are a beautiful example of the impact of owning the brand. First and foremost, for them, for their brand, it is about sharing the joy of the Lord. And they do that so effortlessly almost. They live that every day. Ask somebody about Focus, and most likely they will share about a vibrant young person who's living the faith boldly. The people at Focus are in different areas. They do different things. They support various parts of the organization. Much like is said in 1 Corinthians, they are different parts of one body, and a powerful example to us of the importance of everyone owning the brand. As you reflect on today's podcast, ask yourself, what would it look like if your entire organization, parish, or ministry owned your brand? What might you see as a result of that? That's all for today, folks. I look forward to seeing you at our next podcast.
As we end today's podcast, we have a question for you. Donna is entertaining the idea of continuing the podcast by answering your questions on marketing for your specific organization. The idea, one question a day with about a 10-minute conversation on the issue you are facing. Please let us know if that idea is of interest to you. You can mention something in the comments or in the Marketing God Facebook group, or send a message to Donna through her website or social media. Regardless, we are happy you were here today and are glad you listened. Please don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. As a reminder, if you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God. You will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.